The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air now. Normally, during this part of the countdown, we go through the top 10 as the folks at Talkers.com have been good enough to monitor all the news talk radio stations, programs, hosts around the country. There are over 1,000 stations that are programming some derivation of talk, news talk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why this countdown has as much value as it does every week. We've been doing this for, 14, 15 years. It's just like a music show. We take the top 10 items that have been discussed according to the research, and we go through them from number 10 to number 1. So Michael is not around this week. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. But because we always have so much good luck with Steve and J.J. Wiseman, the thing that I love about Steve is I can bring him a story, and in 2 seconds I can ask him the question and explain to you in layman's language what the heck's going on. Steve Wiseman is lawyer, professor at Bentley University here in the Boston area, and one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft, and has a good handle on what's going on in the law. So at number 10 this week, the IRS scandal, as it sort of wanes from the public's interest. So where does this go from here? Does it just go off the front pages, nobody pays any attention to it, or is there some legal ramification to this? The people who have been wronged, do they have a status in court? Can there be a class action suit? The news you got this week is that not only is the IRS targeting these groups, they apparently are targeting everybody. So what does the average American do to stop this?
Certainly, there will be both civil and criminal investigations into what went on. But as far as actions from individual citizens, there is a chance, and I don't think it's a big chance, but there's a chapter of the federal law, United States Codes, Section 1983, and that's the deprivation of civil rights under color of law. And so it essentially is when someone in a position of authority is abusing the authority to deprive you of rights. And I do think that there are some legitimate claims that could be brought under this against the IRS. And in fact, this particular statute is one of the few that provides for punitive damages, triple damages. They'd have to prove some kind of a financial loss. It wouldn't be just emotional distress. But there is the possibility that this could be done. And even if it was just brought during the discovery phase, when they would be able to find out what really was going on and the records of the IRS, it would provide individual citizens with the ability, in essence, to investigate what the hell happened.
Number 9 on the countdown this week is the focus on that anti-abortion bill that failed to go anywhere in Texas. This was killed in a rather unusual way, was it not?
Yeah, it was. It was done with a filibuster. And, you know, very often we hear that it is conservatives that are filibustering. Here it was the opposite side of the aisle that just kept talking until the bill was killed. You know, the issue with the legality of abortion has a lot to do with the fact of the age of the Roe versus Wade decision. It was done in the early 70s, and you have a situation where medical science was dramatically different now than then. So opponents of legalized abortion have sprung on the little kind of chinks in the armor in regard to Roe versus Wade. When is viability? What could be limitations, reasonable limitations on rights of abortion? The Supreme Court, even this particular conservative Supreme Court, is not likely to overturn Roe versus Wade. No. However, if you have science saying that viability is occurring earlier, that could put some limitations. You could have state involvement with this, with limitations. So bit by bit, there have been attempts to make it far more difficult to have the right, exercise the right to an abortion. And that's what was happening in Texas, and the Texas legislature was not able to get it through.
Number 8, the continuing conversation about climate change and whether a lot of these companies, I noticed this week I was traveling in Kansas, and noticing a lot of coal coming down through from the Dakotas through Kansas and heading eastbound on the trains, a lot of coal. And there are a lot of people who think the EPA has in it the power to stop these, I guess there are 1,000 coal-fired plants in our country. What force do they have in law?
All legislatures do it, but here we're talking about the federal legislature. Congress enacts laws. They cannot make the very precise regulations. They make the broad strokes. Otherwise, it's a combination of they would not have the time to do the hundreds and thousands of pages of regulations necessary to implement these laws, nor do they have the knowledge. So when it's passed to the these various regulatory agencies, they have the authority to make regulations to implement these laws. But that's where it starts to get iffy, because that's when it is, okay, when are they merely implementing the law, and when are they overstepping their bounds and doing legislation? And unfortunately, this is like the word that keeps lawyers in business. There are many, many statutes with the word reasonable in it. And what does reasonable mean? It means what the judges decide it's going to mean. So here, too, that's the issue with the EPA regulations. Are they overstepping their bounds as an administrative agency and making law, or are they just doing what they're supposed to and enforcing what is the broader law?
All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here in place of Michael Harrison. We're discussing the top 10 items and the ramifications legally of these things. We have the Supreme Court rulings to come up, plus a couple of important trials going on this week, all in the offing. So stick around as we continue to discuss the hot hits of the week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back again on the Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with Stephen J.J. Wiseman. We're discussing legal ramifications of all of the top 10. Michael Harrison is off this week, so let's get to number 7 on the Countdown. We've been through number 10, which is the IRS scandal, number 9, the Texas anti-abortion bill, number 8, the climate change discussion, number 7, the Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act. What kind of rock and roll shaking up is going on as a result of this, Stephen?
What was done is something that I don't think is as momentous as many in the media put this out. We did have laws that went back to the Johnson administration that said that when you had, and there were 15 particular states, mostly southern states, although I think Arizona was one of them as well, when they put in laws dealing with voting rights and perhaps what kind of identification you had to present, but the whole voting process, they had to be pre-screened and approved by the Justice Department. Now, what the Supreme Court said was this was excessive. This was dealing with the facts of 1965, and it was not required today. Now, those who were in favor of keeping this said, well, the reason that it's not required today is that it's not that it's not required today, but that these regulations work and they keep things in line. You know, frankly, I'm two minds on this. One is the South and America of today is dramatically different from 1965. You have greater diversity in the state legislatures. Does racism and anti-black sentiment, anti-poor people sentiment, you know, is that still out there? Sure, it's out there. But the bottom line is these particular laws probably are not necessary, and the Voting Rights Act in and of itself wasn't gutted. This piece of legislation was taken out. Anyone who thinks that one of these laws that is attempting to be implemented that would be discriminatory is such can go to the federal courts, and the federal courts and federal judges do have authority to supervise and override that law. So even though it looked like this is a step back for civil rights, there are still ample protections for civil rights, and it's a removal of an automatic damning of a number of states that really don't deserve it.
All right. At number 6, Paula Deen's troubles. I know she's involved in court cases where people have gone after her. Can she go after anybody for her treatment under the circumstances?
Not really. And the thing is, she was what started all this, and it's kind of interesting because reminds me of with the Clinton administration, the Whitewater investigation, which went nowhere, was what brought out the issues with Monica Lewinsky that went everywhere. And with this, there's going on a discrimination suit against Paula Deen in the operation of a restaurant. It's not a career killer by any means, or you know, going to put her severely hampered as far as money goes. But during the course of that case, they had a deposition and a video of that deposition, which is often done, in which she was asked had she ever used the N-word. And she mentioned that she had involving when she was younger, and there was an African-American who was involved in a bank robbery where she was, and she used it then. She did say that she had, under the kind of cross-examination you get in a deposition, used it on occasion, but she really said it was many years ago. She didn't agree with this. I do think the way the media picked up on this and in turn got the public to pick up on this, which in turn got sponsors and endorsements to say she's too hot to handle and get rid of her. They do have provisions in those contracts where they can drop her like this without much in the way of evidence. But it does seem that the media is really doing a hatchet job on her, because when I actually read the transcripts from the deposition, I think she's getting a raw deal.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. We'll go through the top 5 coming up in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Ah! Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, sort of a special deal this week because Michael Harrison's not here. So I'm going through the top 10 on the countdown from the folks at Talkers.com with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's normally here during this part of the countdown, to go through some, usually two or three of the items that are the hottest when it comes to legality. But it happens pretty much everything on the countdown this week has some legal twist or turn to it. So we've gone through number 10, the IRS scandal, number 9. The anti-abortion bill failure in Texas. Number 8 is the climate change discussion. Number 7, Supreme Court ruling on voting rights. Let's see, Paula Deen's trouble. 6. At number 5, the Aaron Hernandez case. This guy looks to me like he's going away forever.
Yeah. The argument of his defense team, which doesn't seem to be doing any great job, is that it's circumstantial evidence. But the circumstantial evidence that they have is so damning. They have gun. They have motive. They have him placed at the scene. They've really got him dead to rights, no puns intended. In fact, there is now a connection to a double murder that occurred last February. So bad actor across the board, media overkill again. Once again, it's like the O.J. Simpson trial. His helicopters were following his car the past week before his arrest. But this is going to end up being one of those huge celebrity trials, and he's going to go away.
George Zimmerman, not necessarily a celebrity, or I guess he might be considered by some these days. His trial number 4 this week. What's new there? How is this progressing?
Yeah, the Zimmerman trial, very interesting trial, and one that actually started out with a knock-knock joke. And the defense counsel, in his opening remarks to the jury, went, knock-knock, who's there? George Zimmerman, who, okay, you can be on the jury, pointing out really the fact that jurors are not supposed to know or have opinions about the crime. But obviously, the 6 women on the jury do have opinions, and it's going to be interesting to see how they're able to put those behind and listen just to the evidence. This week, the primary witness was a strong one for the prosecution, and it was a friend of Zimmerman's who was on a cell phone talking with him in the moments before and actually just as the fight started out. She gave strong testimony, didn't shake a great deal under cross-examination, but it was just the opening witness. This trial's got a long way to go.
All right, number 3 this week is the Gang of Eight's immigration bill. the significance of $50 billion being spent in this sounds to me like it's really wrong. What do you think?
I'm not paying a lot of attention to the immigration bill, and once again in the media, the Senate passes this great new law when it comes to immigration, and it would be tremendously significant were it not for the fact that the House of Representatives, controlled by John Boehner to a great deal, also has to pass it, and it pretty much is dead on arrival. So we'll have to see if the House really is going to try and do something constructive with this bill and maybe make some adaptations that they can negotiate a joint House-Senate committee to work on. But at the moment, I see it as just an exercise in futility.
All right. Number two, the NSA and Edward Snowden. It appears the Justice Department screwed up their brief that they sent to Hong Kong, and that's why they didn't get Snowden there. Is there anything these guys can do right?
Give them a little bit of credit here. It is true. The request for extradition was technically inaccurate and missing information. However, this is something that, frankly, in international law happens all the time. You send that first one, and then they say, okay, we need a revision, and we'll get it revised, and you send it back. And they don't usually let the guy get away. Here, it was an excuse to be able to say, well, gee, we were following the letter of the law, and he happened to leave, and we couldn't hold him. So I'm not going to fault the NSA too much on this one. This is the kind of thing where generally it would be up to Hong Kong officials to immediately call back and say, okay, here's the corrections you need to make. They make it immediately. So made the NSA look bad again, but this was Hong Kong playing politics.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 28th of June. Number one item on the countdown this week, the Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage. Here's a radio man, Larry Rayburn, with Jamie McGonigal from TalkAboutEquality.org. They discussed the Supreme Court striking down the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA.
What was your reaction to the Supreme Court, in essence, overturning the Defense of Marriage Act at the federal level and in the state of California overturning the constitutional amendment known as Prop 8?
Well, as a guy who woke up as not equal in this country, and as a guy who was married a month ago, I'm pretty happy, especially with the Defense of Marriage Act decision. There are 1,100 rights and responsibilities now that I have, which I didn't have yesterday, so it feels pretty darn good.
Is it something that you were expecting would come to pass? I have not seen public opinion move so fast on any one issue in my days as it has on marriage equality.
Based on the arguments that happened in March, this is pretty close to what we expected as far as the decisions go. But based on who I was at 10, and you know, that kid who watched all the Disney movies and saw all the men and women living happily ever after, no, I never ever thought in my life that I'd live to see the day that I would be able to get married to the person I love.
Wow, this is something that you really hadn't thought was possible or available to you before.
Well, it was always something that was possible, I suppose, that I would be able to get married. But of course I am married now. But to see things move so quickly, yesterday morning was you know, the nail in the coffin of so much bigotry and hatred that this country had enshrined in our laws. So we still have a lot of work to do. We still have to make sure that we have employment protections. I can still get fired in 29 states for being gay. If I was transgender, it would be 38 states. I could be evicted from housing in I think 28 states. There's a lot of work to do. There's still 37 states that don't allow marriage equality. So while it was a great decision and an amazing step forward, there's still 37 states full of people who meant nothing to.
How do you address people who are concerned about the effects of gay marriage on traditional marriage?
Well, there are none. There's it's the weakest argument that I've ever heard to say that it's affecting traditional marriage, so-called traditional marriage. To tell me that somehow my getting married is going to affect someone else's marriage down the street, my neighbors, my friends, my brothers, it's ridiculous. There's simply not any empirical evidence whatsoever in any country that's passed marriage equality, in any state that's passed marriage equality. Massachusetts has had it for almost 10 years, and Massachusetts has the lowest divorce rate in the country. So I think quite the opposite. Having gay people join in the tradition of marriage is a good thing.
Here's talk host April Zsezba talking to legal analyst Jonathan Adler about the historic significance of the Supreme Court rulings on gay marriage.
This is a first that the Supremes have tackled gay marriage cases. Does it surprise you how the votes went down?
In the DOMA case, not so much. Everyone, I think, knew that Justice Kennedy would be the swing vote, that there would be four justices in support of gay marriage and four justices against, and that Justice Kennedy would be the decider. And given his prior decisions, that he would rule against DOMA and stress the importance of states in defining what is or is not a lawful marriage. That isn't too surprising. The California decision, on the other hand, there the court held it didn't have jurisdiction to hear the appeal. And the lineup there, the justices are all over the map. You have the Chief Justice joined by both some more conservative and some of the more liberal justices on this question of could the court even hear the case. And that one's going to take some time to digest.
With DOMA, is there a difference between civil unions versus gay marriage? Because there certainly is a difference among the states when it comes to those two things.
All the court holds, and it's very clear on this point, is that it is unconstitutional for the federal government to distinguish between lawfully married couples based on whether or not it's a traditional marriage or a same-sex marriage. Basically what the court said is if a state recognizes this as a marriage, then that's married. The federal government should take marriages as they are recognized in the states. So it doesn't say anything about civil unions, nor does it say anything about whether states are required to recognize same-sex marriage or provide benefits to same-sex couples that have civil unions. It leaves all of those questions for another day.
Up next, we move to one of the other most talked about items this week, immigration legislation. That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, Steve Katzman here, owner of Steve's Blinds and Wallpaper. My family's been making shopping for blinds fast and easy for over 60 years. Buy direct from stevesblinds.com and save up to 85% off all blind shades and shutters from name brands like Levelor, Bally, Graber, and more. Most orders ship within 72 hours and include free shipping right to your door. We'll save you a ton of money, and I personally guarantee your 100% satisfaction. All the name brands at up to 85% off. At stevesblinds.com, we have it all.
All the looks and all the styles for your windows and your walls. These blinds and wallpaper, we've got it all.
For free blind samples, catalogs, or instant price quote, visit stevesblinds.com or call 800-670-8872, 800-670-8872.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Every week at this time, we go through the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen, the Gang of Eight's immigration bill number 3 on the countdown. Here's host Mitch Henk talking about how many House Republicans, including Congressman Paul Ryan, are starting to come around and actually support the bill as it's written.
Paul Ryan is on board, going on the talk shows. Now, Chuck Schumer is like an ally of Paul Ryan on this, believe it or not. With John McCain, others. Paul Ryan goes on CBS Morning News and says, yes, the House will pass its own version, but the Senate bill with this new amendment on border security is closer to the House.
I think that making sure that we're emphasizing that the border is going to be secured under control so that the rest of immigration reform can come alongside it after the border is secured makes getting final law that much more likely. But the House will do its own legislation and won't do the Senate. What the Senate just did was they moved closer to the House's position, which obviously makes final legislation more likely.
So you see he is, has that sunny disposition. Yes, we will do this, Paul Ryan. Now, Paul Ryan has been big on changing the immigration system for decades, back when he worked for Jack Kemp in the 90s. He was against Prop 187 under Pete Wilson back in 94, went to California and campaigned against it. Remember, that was simply Pete Wilson, the governor, saying, we're not going to give state benefits to illegals. And that helped shape California politics going forward. But Ryan is basically saying we need the talent, we need the hard work, we need the family unity. Jeb Bush going on giving speeches saying that the illegals are hard workers, closer families, this kind of thing. It's all part of this long range, long pass toward competing for the Hispanic vote down the road. That's where Paul Ryan is. But Paul Ryan keeps stressing that we're not talking about citizenship. We're talking about legalization, and says there are two different things. Well, I don't think our callers, or Senator Cruz of Texas, Senator Sessions, Alabama, care about whether it's citizenship or legalization. People are simply against legalization, period.
Here's another host named Simon Conway who talked to Jim DeMint, who's president of the Heritage Foundation, about legal immigration and how that ought to have been addressed and fixed before Congress took up the issue of illegal immigration.
My bill over 7.5 years was about $15,000. That has nothing to do with the lawyer. That was in government fees because of all the ridiculousness. And my two girls, I raised two girls, they're here as well. We're all legal citizens. So it cost about $15,000. I mean, nobody's talking about my refund. But here's the thing. You do have to fix legal immigration because it's a bureaucratic nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
And surely that's where they should have started. Bill number one, nothing to do with illegal immigration. Let's fix legal immigration.
But that way, if we just fixed our immigration system, you could build the trust of the American people, and then we could figure out how to deal with those who are already here. But we know from doing this before that once we give legal status, which it is, they'll have the privileges of someone who has a green card, they can travel, and it's never going to be reversed. So what we're doing is giving legal status, something you waited and paid a lot for, of folks immediately, and we have no assurance. In fact, I have every confidence that we're not going to fix the border. Because the things that are in this so-called amendment that fixed the bill, like 700 miles of fencing, that was a bill I passed 5 years ago.
I was going to say, that's already the law of the country, 2006.
It's a law, and we've also had a law for over a decade that the administration has to set up a system to track those who are here on visas, so if they overstay, we can find them. But several administrations have ignored that. So this idea that we're going to give amnesty and then we're going to fix the system is completely bogus because the things that we need in our system, they're not supported by the unions. They're not supported by a lot of large corporations because the temporary workers that many of our farmers and hotels, hospitality industries need seasonally, they don't join unions and they don't vote. And so we're not going to fix the system the right way if we do amnesty first.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about the Gang of Eight and immigration reform.
Most of the people that I talk to do not want this immigration bill. For one thing, it is just too expensive. They're talking about appropriating $100 million, and this would be in the fiscal year of 2014, just to start this bill. And we're broke. Where are we going to get the money? Another thing is, what does this do for the American people? You got big business, which this serves, the illegals, which this serves, and maybe some unions. I mean, the only thing that this is going to do for us is, you know, we're actually paying for this. Our tax dollars are actually paying for this bill. We're not going to get anything out of it. The American workers aren't getting anything out of this bill.
These lawmakers in Washington who are being paid a salary from the American taxpayer are spending all of this money to try and justify the presence of illegal aliens in this country. That is totally ridiculous. There are too many domestic problems going on right now in this country that need to be solved. These people are not living up to the oath they took to defend the Constitution when they were sworn into office. Okay? They, in my opinion, some of them should resign. They're not doing their job to protect the rights of the American people. They're spending all this time trying to defend the rights of illegals.
It is laughable on the face of it that we are told by elites in the politics and the talking heads and various representatives of interest groups that we cannot locate or deport the 13 million illegals in this country, nor can we secure an 1,800-mile border. Yet at the same moment, we can listen and monitor every phone call and every email that is ever made in the United States. If we have the technology to do that, I think we can secure an 1,800-mile border. And secondly, the last point I would make is that those individuals, Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, the president and his wife, the heads of the Chamber of Commerce of the SEIU, of La Raza, the talking heads on the editorial boards of the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, none of them and none of their children will ever be in competition with illegal aliens. They live in gated communities. The only time they will ever come in contact with an illegal immigrant is when they hire one as a nanny. It is minimum wage American citizens who are in contact and in competition with these folks whose wages are depressed, and it is those minimum wage Americans who should be making policy on immigration, not these out-of-touch elites in Washington or New York.
This truly makes me very happy that this legislation seems to be moving forward. I still have some degree of skepticism.
Up next, we check with Michael Levine, who has a PR slant on some of the hot hits in talk radio, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, now with Michael Levine, the founder of Levine Communication Office, LCO, in Beverly Hills, California. Also the founder of the LVN Alert, which is where I get a lot of the news, a lot of the stories, a lot of the information that I use on the Good Day program and here on the Countdown comes from his daily blog. It really is what it amounts to, Michael. It's a blog about the news, things that oftentimes you get a hold of before anybody else does. That's why I've got hundreds of thousands of readers all across the world who sign on every day to the LBNElert.com. Let's dig around in the issues of the week and find out from the PR point of view who has hope and who is a mope. Who's for whom we have hope, and for those who we don't have hope, we just look at them as mopes. The Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage is number one this week. Who needs to do what to adjust their tinfoil on this?
I think Americans just have to get used to the idea that this is the greatest change in a societal position I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Maybe that's ever been. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, if you and I had been sitting around a coffee shop saying, you know, I think there is going to be gay marriage someday in America, I would have put you in a straitjacket. Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely impossible. But yet, it is happened and it exists. And further, let me give you another thing. All the major advertisers, Crate and Barrel, Bridgestone Tires, all the major, Johnson & Johnson, all the major advertisers, are going to start focusing their time and attention on the $790 billion billion dollar dispensable income
market. Yep. Yeah.
Marketing. That's right. So it is a story of economics. It's a story of societal change. There's never been a movement like this in which a change has existed so quickly.
Well, it is something to watch, frankly. Now, the Supreme Court also took a position on the Voting Rights Act. This is important for a lot of reasons, but it was misconstrued. The news media did a terrible job because they made it seem like it was about voting, and it wasn't. It was about registering to vote. And the idea that some people, I mean, I think there have been a lot of people working the PR angle on this because they want to be able, I think a lot of politicians want to get more people that are their friends to register to vote so that more of their type can get elected, right?
Absolutely. I think that's true. Look, behind voting rights is another dirty topic called gerrymandering. If you create certain geographic districts within a community, you all but ensure, at least in contemporary sense, a certain political party will win.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple.
Yep.
And each state has done this.
Yeah. All right.
There are states, there are parts of certain parts of the state of California, New York, Chicago, in which it is virtually impossible for a Republican to win.
Yeah.
There are other parts of the state of Texas, Florida. It is virtually impossible
for a Democrat to win.
For a Democrat to win.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's and then just trying to underscore that and make it bigger, chew up the piece a little differently.
The game is rigged.
Yeah. Paula Deen's troubles, number 6 on the countdown. What's your advice to her? The interview on the Today Show and all of her manipulating of the news media, is it working for?
Well, it depends on how you look at this problem. If you go to Amazon.com today, you'll find out that Paula Deen is the number one book in America. There is a backlash that her fans are supporting her radically.
Yep.
If, on the other hand, you look at the number of endorsements she's lost, it would appear that her career is over. But it appeared a couple of years ago that Tiger Woods' career was over.
Yeah.
And it isn't.
Great
and
point.
So, you know, every week.
Even Michael Vick's and all the stuff he went through, he's come back again, and much of a cur as he is. Yeah, right. All right, so hold a good thought. If you like Paula Deen, don't worry. I think that she ought to make a career, move everything to podcasting and online. I think that she could do well there selling all of her stuff and doesn't have to worry about any of these ramifications. Paula Deen's troubles, number 6, Michael Levine, who's here from the LBN eLert. Sign up there for your news. He's the founder of the Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, one of the country's foremost experts in public relations, here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.